Kenny 3-0, did it kind of flatter them?
More than a kind of. The performance and the outcome were two different animals today, tonight. You know, if you go through the game and look at how we had control of the game, and then we concede one from a counter-attack, but we still were brave in the ball. We had five chances in the first half. We've got them written down on there. And we had good momentum, and we still kept going at them, and we couldn't get the equaliser. And then Jared drops one in the second half, and it's 2-0. And we went at them again. We showed great character for such a young team. And I'm delighted in the performance. The outcome, the scoreline kills me again. You know, it kills us all. But I have to say that the performance was really good. And then the sub comes on and he puts a cross in and he shanks it and it goes into the roof of the net. So you can see, if you look at the three goals we conceded and the amount of good momentum and patterns in the game, and you look at the age of our team, it was the youngest team in the league by quite some. You know, you've got five current under 21 internationals and three all are teenagers. We brought Shane and young Ailey on, and with Owen Toll, who's an all our teenager. You know, you go through that team and the two young Hales, and it's been a great season to get the trophy. And I've seen it so much in football where people are, you know, every little thing there's a criticism, and you have to manage your team around that criticism, which I've done, and I'm proud of what I've achieved this season. And I want to finish the season again and hopefully get a result on Monday and Friday. We have to look at those two games separately and try and win them as well. So I'm really, really delighted with the performance.
That's a very...
not the result.
A very experienced Cork team that those young guys are playing against.
Yes, they brought in this young boy at 23 years of age. I heard them talking about it. But, you know, it's a really strong Cork team. And I think anybody who isn't biased by being a Derry City supporter and expect us to beat Cork will see that we give them one hell of a game, and the scoreline is not a true reflection.